Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Go the F Cock to Sleep, by Adam Mansbach. Is a satirical illustrated bedtime book aimed squarely at adults, especially parents who have experienced the frustration of trying to get a young child to fall asleep. Published in 2011, it uses the familiar format of a gentle children's picture book, but overturns expectations with blunt, profane language that mirrors the private thoughts many exhausted caregivers have during bedtime battles. The book is not intended to be read to children. Its purpose is to turn a common parenting struggle into comedy, recognition, and release. Ricardo Cortez's soft, innocent illustrations intensify the contrast between visual form and verbal content, which is central to the book's effect. Rather than offering advice or a parenting method, it captures a shared emotional reality, the gap between idealized bedtime rituals and the messy, repetitive reality of getting toddlers to settle down. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a parody of the classic bedtime picture book format. The book works by imitating the structure and feel of a conventional children's bedtime story while subverting it from the first pages. Its rhyme verse, simple cadence, and picture book layout immediately signal familiarity, but the language then sharply departs from the soothing tone expected in that genre. This contrast is not just a joke, it is the mechanism that gives the book meaning. By preserving the outward shape of a bedtime story, Mansbach exposes how formulaic and sanitized many children's books can feel to sleep-deprived parents. The parody depends on that recognition. Readers understand the setup because they know the ritual being mocked: bath, book, lullaby, bed, repeat. The book's satire lands because it uses the same vehicle that usually promises calm and replaces it with direct frustration. That structural inversion is what makes the work memorable and distinct from standard humorous parenting books. Secondly, the emotional truth of bedtime exhaustion. At the center of the book is the very specific emotional experience of being too tired to maintain politeness while a child refuses to sleep. The verses do not offer a theory of parenting. They externalize the private irritation, desperation, and disbelief that can build during long bedtime routines. That honesty is important because the book does not pretend that parents are always patient, serene, or emotionally regulated. Instead, it recognizes that bedtime resistance can feel absurdly repetitive and mentally draining, especially after a long day. The humor comes from how accurately the book captures that inner monologue without asking readers to justify it. In that sense, the book functions as recognition rather than instruction. It gives shape to a feeling many parents experience, but rarely admit aloud, which is why its audience often responds with laughter and relief. The book's honesty is exaggerated, but the emotional foundation is real and widely relatable. Thirdly, the sharp language is central to the book's comic effect. The profanity is not merely a gimmick or an attempt to shock. It is the core expressive device of the book. Mansbach uses explicit language to represent the emotional intensity that polite nursery verse cannot contain. In ordinary parenting discourse, frustration is often softened, denied, or wrapped in euphemism. This book removes that filter and lets the language match the feeling. That choice gives the work its satirical force, but it also explains the controversy around it. Some readers object to the book because of its offensiveness or worry about its influence, yet those objections are tied to the very strategy that makes the book effective. The language signals that this is an adult artifact, not a children's book disguised as one. It also creates a kind of comic catharsis by saying the thing many parents would never say out loud in front of a child. The result is a deliberately uncensored form of emotional release that is unusual in the children's book format it imitates. Fourthly, innocent artwork as a counterpoint to explicit verse, Ricardo Cortez's illustrations are essential to the book because they create a strong visual contradiction with the text. The artwork is soft, polished, and reminiscent of a traditional children's picture book, which makes the profanity feel even more jarring and funny. Without those images, the book would be a simple adult joke in verse. With them, it becomes a carefully balanced piece of visual satire. It also prevents the work from becoming purely abrasive, because the visuals keep it anchored in the recognizable world of children's literature. This contrast matters analytically, because it shows that the book is not built only on language. Its design depends on the friction between innocence and exasperation, between the expected tenderness of a bedtime book and the reality of parental fatigue. The artwork, therefore, deepens both the humor and the critique. Lastly, a humorous social token for sleep-deprived parents. The book is best understood as a gift item and a cultural shorthand for exhausted parents rather than as a conventional read-aloud title. Its appeal comes from solidarity. It tells parents that their frustration is common, understandable, and even funny when viewed from the right distance. That social function explains why the book has remained popular well beyond the novelty of its title. It is often bought as a humorous present for new parents expectant parents, or anyone currently enduring sleep resistance at home. In that role, it does something that many parenting books do not. It validates emotion instead of prescribing behavior. The book is not trying to improve bedtime routines or solve developmental problems. It is offering a comic mirror. That makes it different from advice books and different from children's literature, placing it in a narrower but more culturally specific category. Its long-term value lies in that exact positioning because it converts a common domestic ordeal into a shared adult joke. In conclusion, Go the F-Cack to Sleep should be read by adults who recognize the strain of bedtime resistance, especially parents, caregivers, and anyone looking for a sharply humorous gift for a new family. Its value is less instructional than emotional. It names a feeling many people have, but rarely express openly, and it does so in a form that makes that feeling easier to laugh at. The book can also be appreciated by readers interested in parody, print humor, and the way visual design can intensify satire. Compared with other parenting books, it stands out because it does not promise solutions or self-improvement. Compared with other humor books, it stands out because it uses the architecture of a children's picture book to produce adult comic release. That combination of innocent form, explicit language, and recognizable domestic frustration gives it a very specific identity. It is memorable not because it teaches parents how to handle bedtime, but because it captures the absurdity of the experience with unusual clarity and precision. If you would like to support Adam Mansbach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.